And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is Mount Trail County Ag Agent Jim Hennessy. And Jim, freeze branding for livestock has been around for decades, but is making a resurgence, I understand. Tell us why.
A lot of times in animal identifications, it's nice to have something more permanent. And what we see in livestock, especially breeding herds, where there's longevity, they're using numbers as an ID system. They're also using numbers as far as on a freeze brand to tell what year that animal was born. And now North Dakota Stockman's 2 years ago roughly approved the legal brand using freeze brand. So that's helping out quite a bit.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Hey, we'll have more on freeze branding when we come back.
The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus production sale is Wednesday, February 19th at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time at the ranch near Powers Lake. Selling 90 powerful yearling bulls and 25 fancy yearling heifers. Bulls are fed free till April 1st, delivered free within 500 miles and fully guaranteed. Online bidding will also be available through dvauction.com. That's the Berenson Bullinger Red Angus production sale Wednesday, February 19th, 1 p.m. near Powers Lake. View the catalog at bbredangus.com.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking freeze branding today on Ranching Issues with Jim Hennessy. And Jim, tell us more on the pros and cons here.
One of the big advantages of freeze branding is basically you've got a permanent number system that you can use, and it's way more legible than what you'll see in an ear tag. Plus, it'll stay with the animal basically for life. The other thing, it's less stressful to animals than if you went in with a hot iron brand. The downside, it's expensive to do the initial brand, but for the most part, it takes some time also. So advantages actually outweigh the downside of it.
Here to stay?
I believe so, especially when you got in breeding herds and longevity within that herd.
And is this something that you've talked to some ranchers about recently?
Yeah, we've worked with them. We've had workshops, and we've had it where people can actually come out to another guy's herd, and we may do 200, 250 cows in a day.
All right, good stuff. As always, Jim Hennessy, everybody. That concludes this edition. Hey, if you missed one, catch us on the website, ranchingissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Berenson Red Angus production sale, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.